Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Evan.
You know what they say about making assumptions?
What do they say?
It makes a booty out of you and me. But I have an assumption to make about this podcast topic about assumptions.
Okay.
It's going to be a great podcast. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Evan and Caitlin podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about your assumptions about our work, which is basically our entire lives.
It is. So we're sticking with that intro. It
It wasn't good.
was okay.
I thought so long and hard about it. What was your intro?
Oh, no, it doesn't work now.
Doesn't work. Also, what were you giggling about right before we started
That we're
podcasting?
wearing the same t-shirt. That was actually what my intro was going
We don't plan this, you guys. We just have a lot of the same shirts.
So we wear 90% merch.
So today we're going to be tackling assumptions about
Our
our day
work,
jobs, which
yeah.
is making content. And
And by day jobs, we mean like
our 7 days a week, all day jobs.
yeah, till we go to
Now, we started out just doing YouTube videos and posting occasionally on social media, but it's expanded over the years. It's so strange saying years
I
and
know.
it literally being like 3 years.
Three and a half-ish.
3.5-ish years, grown from just a single YouTube channel to five active YouTube channels now that we have the Evan Caitlin 2 up and running.
That's true.
and three distinct branches of content. And with the gaming, we have the Twitch and YouTube side. There's a lot going on now. A lot of juggling going on these days.
Yeah. It is a lot. I
So,
think most of the assumptions are mostly about YouTube.
yeah.
I read through these. If you're just now hopping in, this is the third installment of our assumptions about us, but we got these a bit ago, so it's even been a while since I read them. So it'll be a slight surprise for both of
Yeah,
us.
so we did assumptions about us generically, assumptions about our relationship,
And
and
now
now
we're
it's
on
assumptions
assumptions about
about
our
work.
work.
But before we do that, should we move on to a little what's new segment?
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
What's new with you?
Is there a music that we play here?
I don't think so.
Well, I think that what's new, are we going to talk about how our merch got stolen or
Well,
like, oh no, how we are streaming more. Okay, we're going to do that. We
I
want
mean, you can't mention the merch getting stolen and then not talk about
we
it.
don't want to focus on the negative and like, well, I guess like there is one positive. Hey, if our merch is getting stolen, does that mean that we've made it as
I think that
YouTubers?
means we've made it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not a big story. One of our it was one of our Twitch mods
Oh yeah,
let us
found.
know that he found a version of our make fail make shirt on some, I don't even remember what website, but they're selling our make fail make.
Yeah, and like if people are searching for that and they order from the not right website, go to shop.evanandcaitlin.com for real merch. But if they order from that website thinking that they're buying our merch and it gets in and there's no customer service or if it's bad quality, I do understand why it's a worry for a lot of YouTubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it like misrepresenting. But anyways.
But anyways, the other thing that we've been doing is we have been streaming a lot in a lot of new ways. We started our very first like inaugural like departure from gaming Twitch streams with our underwater stream. And that was an experience. We have that video probably still coming out on the 31st of this month.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. But and you'll hear more of why it's hopefully in the after show if you guys are patrons.
Well,
But
I don't know if we go into the why it's hopefully, but you'll
oh.
hear a lot more about the behind the scenes of doing the underwater stream in the Patreon after show.
Yeah. But after that, I kind of got really excited about doing non-typical streams. And the first thing that I did is I built a mobile streaming setup, and that's all like kind of working now. Although I haven't done a test stream with version 2.0, but then we also did a garage stream, and it's been fun like thinking about.
They're both technically garage streams.
Oh yeah.
Wait, so it's more like there's the mobile stream and then there is a what's the right word? Not stagnant. Like what's the opposite of mobile?
Stationary.
Stationary
Yeah.
garage stream. And the reason that there's two, the mobile is literally we can just like get up and walk around with it.
Yeah, and I tested it. I can like cross thread the internet from my phone's hotspot and another hotspot, And that creates an internet speed that's fast enough to stream fairly high quality enough. So we could like go out into the woods, find a scary forest, and do a night stream.
It's funny. You've been bringing that up lately specifically. Like, ooh, is there like a scary forest we can go stream in? And I'm like, who are you, me?
Yes. I just also know that you would have a lot of fun with that.
Oh my gosh, I would.
But like, we need to do it safely, and we need to set a good, like...
We need woods that we can be in at night.
We need to be good role models. We need to be good role models, but... It
would be really nice to go out and do a scary night stream.
Yeah.
Do you want the voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I don't sound scary.
No, you don't. You need the deep voice.
I'm scary.
I'm a scary lady. I'm a scary little lady.
Here, I got it. I'll deepen it even more for you. Try it again.
I'm scary. What's happening? No. You stop that. But the reason that there's also a like stationary garage stream is because it allows us to have three different cameras, which we can't do. Well, I mean, technically we have two cameras in the mobile stream. But anyways, we've been experimenting a lot.
It's been fun.
We've done a couple streams. They're up on the second channel.
Yeah, but it's a new challenge. It's like, I feel like we keep on like figuring one level of something out, and then we up it, and then up it, and then up it, and up it. And at each of these levels, I mean, the garage stream, we need to kind of figure out what project can we do fully in a live stream? What makes a cool visual difference? What doesn't make too much noise? And how do we balance like the project versus the interaction and all of that? It's a lot to figure out, but like it's nice having these challenges and then figuring out how to overcome them.
Thinking about like what projects we can do in like a 2 to 3 hour session that we can start and finish makes me think that I wonder if people like, I wonder how long people assume our projects take. Because I mean, sometimes we'll include a One Sleep Later, which is the shirt we're both wearing right now, shopevanandcaitlin.com. Sometimes we'll include like a One Sleep Later or Two Sleeps Later or after several hours.
Yeah.
But we don't put that for every day that goes by.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more days that go by than what actually gets acknowledged in the edit. And even if you try to like count what outfits we're in, sometimes we'll like put on the same shirt for continuity or something.
Well, often like, and then we can explain why. We edit as we go, so Caitlin can figure out what, like, how the video is shaping up. Do we need more talking? Do we need more montage? Or, you know, like, let's figure out the pace of it so that we don't film everything and then have to cut it all out later.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, we'll film just, like, an hour, and that'll be enough for Caitlin to edit for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even have, like, a special area in my closet to rehang the shirt that I'm wearing in our most recent video. And I'll admit, I've worn like the same shirt for multiple days in a row.
I'm in the same PJ pants I've been in for like a week at least.
but they don't stink as much as my shirts do. let's jump into, like, we're already talking about work. Let's jump into some assumptions.
That was my segue.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So we have an assumption from Saberfish. I assume that Evan was the one that got Caitlin into making things specifically with resin.
I think that I'm generally the person that leads the charge with some projects because Caitlin, again, is editing, which is honestly one of the hardest things that we do. Like, making a video is like entertaining is difficult. And anyone who's tried to make a video entertaining and short,
I think this is taking like a step back, though. This isn't like for any individual project.
Who was the first person that recommended resin? I can't really remember. Really, the ideation is pretty much equally both of us.
I think, so here's my memory of it.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I think the resin was me. Because what was our first resin project?
Geode.
The geode table. And my idea was everyone was doing river tables. I bet we could do a geode table. We had never tackled any resin before that. Mm-hmm. So I think the resin was me. I think there have been a lot of forms of making that are 100% you. Like, I mean, anything that's digital fabrication, CNC, 3D printing. I think a lot of the things, yeah, the underwater stream, things that involve like pressurized systems, like the propane cannon or the underwater stream, or the shooting each other with the air cannon. Mm-hmm. Those are all 100% you. I would say with like, I think in the beginning, like very, very beginning, I think I had like an itch to like make DIY things like for our house and for our wedding because I was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
but I think I had like the itch to do it maybe before you did, but I think you took more of the initiative. I had like the want to do it, but you took more of the initiative to actually do it.
Yeah. I think that makes sense.
You know?
That rings true to me.
Yeah, that's like how I'm remembering it. But yeah. So for the making, it kind of just depended on like what was the thing.
Yeah, but in terms of the ideation, it really is equally both of us. And sometimes what's pretty funny is on the crazier end of projects, Caitlin, like I'm the one who like makes the call on whether it's doable or not. So at times Caitlin comes to me like it's Shark Week. She's like, okay, Evan Shark, I have this crazy idea. Let's do this crazy thing. And I like either like approve it as something that's like achievable within our means, or I say,
yeah.
Or, but like, you know, sometimes we'll still write it down as like, you know, maybe this will spark something else. Like we like during like
maybe
ideation,
if we have time one yeah. day.
Yeah, there are some projects that we want to do that would be cool, but that are just sometimes literally too big, too heavy, or too will take too long.
I can see that we're thinking about the same one.
We're thinking about the same one, yeah. So we have an anime nerd alert. I assume that Evan was the one who first started putting googly eyes on the tools. You are correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was you. And you bought the giant pack of googly eyes on Amazon.
And I bought like the giant 6-inch googly eyes
for the AC.
And for the AC, I'm so glad I did that.
I love his eyes.
I honestly feel like I need to get more googly eyes going again.
I feel like we need to find more big things to put the googly eyes on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm down for it. Yeah. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. From Maybe Music, I assume that you guys are actually professionals. You know how to use a mic pack, and the cameras are super professional, and you're amazing at camera work.
Maybe Music. You're halfway there. Oh, that's Maybe Music. We do a lot of research, and we take a lot of this very seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, the quality we do take seriously.
And it's taken us a while to get here. Like, if we listen or watch some of our older videos, like they can make us cringe because the audio is so bad.
And honestly, like there are some things where I know that we could get better at this, that, or whatever. We could move to like 4K, 12K, 8K, or whatever, and all this like whatever. But honestly, like the main focus for us is efficiency. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to efficiency, there's not many people who can beat YouTubers.
Yeah,
when it comes to
true.
Like producing content,
we're professional YouTubers.
that they get large amounts of views for like the size you're at, mm-hmm. with like very little time put in. I mean, talking with other people who have been on TV and movie shoots, the amount of time that goes into that and the sheer man hours is huge. Mm-hmm. And you know, the two of us are just cranking out content literally on 5 channels. And it's just a lot. Now, what we did is we have tuned our setup for that efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we could do like scrolling pan shots and have like timers where like there's a time lapse and it goes around on a track.
But we realized that that's not really what our content is about.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't really have, I mean, you had a little bit of camera experience with like a little bit of like, hobby photography,
yep.
kind of.
Yep, yep, yep.
And other than that, we didn't really have any experience with the kind of stuff that we do now.
No, it's all been learned just like through YouTube videos and mm-hmm. just a lot of online research. So I'd say halfway there.
Yeah. Okay. Another assumption from BreeTube. I assume that they don't like doing crafts as much as they used to.
I think that's incorrect. I like doing it more.
Yeah, I like doing it more. I think the reason I like doing it more is when we first started doing things, we were much more tutorial based. And so we had to think like, oh, are we explaining this the best way? Do we get a shot that clearly shows that? Do we need to be more elaborate? Like the things we worried about were more of that. And now because we're not really doing tutorials, it's more just like hang out with us while we do this project. It's made it a lot more fun.
Well, I think that another thing, maybe going back even farther for Bree's question, maybe she was saying before we started the channel whatsoever. Like when we were doing crafts for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And crafts just for like, or like even fixing the house. I think that I enjoyed a lot more because at the end, we have this like glowing center of satisfaction that just like powers us in our like.
By having the chests, video?
By having the video, by like having the time mean something in multiple ways. Because I think that like, I don't know what discussion we were having, but we just love efficiency. What was that discussion around? Do you remember what that was?
I don't remember. We talk about efficiency a lot.
We talk about it. Like, I think that we were just talking about happiness or something. And somehow efficiency came up. And efficiency is just something that we love a lot. And I think that there's another side of things.
Well, along the efficiency side of things. How are you tying in efficiency?
We are living our lives and our hobbies that we enjoy, we're also getting paid for. We're enjoying it. We're spending time together.
Which makes our time more efficient.
We're layering the time that we spend in our days is like hits multiple check boxes all at once per minute or something. You know what I mean?
Which is why even though we will often joke like at the beginning of this podcast how we're like 7 days a week, you know, 12 hours a day. We do kind of joke about that, but not in a like we want you guys to feel bad for us. It's you know, we joke about it because it just is what
it is. Yeah.
But we have chosen to do this, and one reason that we do it is because, like you said, so many things are layered. It's not like it's like when we're working, we're also hanging out. Mm-hmm. We're also playing video games or making a craft or, you know, even like editing. Like I enjoy editing, or like you enjoy designing things. Like and of course, there's parts of our job that are feel more like work, but those parts are not the 12-hour a day, 7 days a week parts. Yeah. You know, it's not that all the time.
But I think that there's another thing, and one reason why we have five channels, why we have mixed it up so much, is because the mixing it up makes everything fresh again. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we do like, you know, resin crafts, and then we react to, or then we like test out life hacks, and then we do like a crazy underwater stream. That variety makes it all feel fresh all the time. Mm-hmm. Whereas I do worry that if we were doing the same thing every day, like
I think we might get bored
as fast as we can, like filming a video and then editing it, then filming a video, then editing it. And it's like the same types of videos. Mm-hmm. I think that we would burn out.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I feel like we would need breaks.
Yeah.
To like add more like varied life in between. But since our life is varied, doing all of the things we do for work, we don't need a break as much.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and I would also say just on the doing, like enjoying the crafts more now than before, I think a big part of it is like getting to share things. It does make it even more enjoyable.
We have talked about that. Like sharing things online is something we enjoy.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, I wonder if anyone that's watching the video version of this has noticed something different.
Oh.
Oh.
About me?
About Caitlin. We'll answer what it is at the end of the podcast.
What if we forget?
We probably will.
Okay. Here is an assumption from Kaylee. I assume you've tried like 30 different things and none of them work, so they didn't get a video.
Mm-mm.
I would say there have been a couple things that we tried to do as projects that didn't end up becoming a video.
I can't even remember any.
One was... we were going to do 3D printed, like copper 3D printed letterboard letters. This was a really long time ago. But you know those letterboards that are on like Pinterest and Instagram? They say little cute messages. We were going to 3D print our own letters and like emojis and stuff with this copper filament. And we started that and we just never finished it. It just got boring. And I think there's been some more. There's some that are like in progress.
We have a I want to revisit the propane cannon.
But well, that's not really what I'm talking about. But there's one that I can't mention that is in progress.
Oh, that one. The logistically complicated one.
The logistically complicated one. So there's some things that are in progress that aren't videos. but that, like, might be one day.
It's very small, the number of times we've started and stopped.
Yeah, like, that's all I can think of. There's been a few times where we've started researching for a project and then realized it's not right. But the times where we've actually started filming and not finished it, I can only think of two, honestly.
Two, yeah. That's all I can think
of. There might be one or so more. But
maybe three, yeah. But
usually, like, I think the thing, especially about our videos now, is, like, for most projects, they don't have to turn out perfectly as we envisioned them for it to be a good video. Now, most of the time it does end up, like, pretty close to what we wanted, but that kind of removes some of the pressure that might cause us to feel like we have to abandon a project. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll just go with it, even if it's not going perfect.
Yeah. Lucifer assumes that you two would want to build your own house or completely renovate a fixer-upper. I'm just going to answer for me, because we haven't touched on this recently, but that's no for me.
So I've changed on this slightly, because, like, back in our blogging days when we were fixing up our house and blogging about it, I thought that would be, like, the coolest thing to do, a fixer-upper. It was very in line with, like, the blogs I was reading and the show Fixer Upper and, like, a lot of the content that I was consuming, and it seemed cool. But what I have since realized is, I mean, one, if we did anything like that, we would, of course, be documenting it. I think I would like a little bit of that. But I would not. There's a lot of, like, renovation stuff that I just have no interest in doing. I have no interest in, like getting good enough at that I would trust myself to do it on our house, like plumbing, electrical, like foundation, like the basic bones and structure. I have no interest in doing that. You know, I might be down to, like, redo
knock down a wall.
No, I would knock down a wall. Like, I would
just,
like,
the destruction part.
I would do some of the building back up parts.
Okay, yeah, some, like, with some help.
With help. So I could see us doing some sort of, like, hybrid, maybe. But I think what I've realized is, like, even though that stuff seems very exciting and glamorous isn't the right word from the outside, but, like, the transformation is glamorous.
Yeah.
Like, the thought of doing a lot of that work ourselves does not sound like fun work. And if we're making a video about something, we need to be enjoying it. Otherwise, it's going to be a terrible video. So
I think that this is my thought. If we found a house that was in the exact right location, that was the right size, that had everything that we wanted somehow magically, we'd just get that. And then we'd use that efficiency, because we like efficiency, to just create more good videos, you know? Mm-hmm. But if there was a house that had good structure, good bones, and was, like, a pretty, like, close fit, and I'm not afraid of fixing it up some, but I'm not sure how much of that we would be doing versus how much we'd be getting help on that.
Yeah. Again, it depends on if, like, the work was fun or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Nice. All right. So Avid Reader has a assumption.
I thought you were going to read it. Okay. Avid Reader says, assumes you've been able to film videos / live stream even while having disagreements privately.
That is kind of true. We do non-verbally communicate. It's not disagreements, but, like, Caitlin will give me a warning if I'm, like, going off on tangents too much, or, like,
not really that. Okay, well, let's separate live streaming and videos.
Oh, yeah.
If we're filming a video and there's something we're not agreeing on, we won't film it until we've, like, talked about something.
Yeah, totally.
Just because, like, there's, you know, we're in control of the filming process. We can just be, like, we can just stop filming and chat about, like, whatever it is that we might be disagreeing about. Mm-hmm. Like, we had different ideas for, like, what the intro would be, and we thought we were on the same page, but we weren't on the same page, so we kind of went in different directions. Like, we'll stop and we'll talk about it and we'll figure it out, and then we'll start filming again.
And that's the main place where we'll need to have discussions. The intro is so hard.
Live streaming, there's not really disagreements isn't the right word. There's not, we don't really have, like, disagreements while we're live streaming, or like if there's a disagreement we have beforehand, we would talk about it. But there have been a few times, I'm trying to think of, like, a specific situation but like where one of us will like give the other person like a secret squeeze, like oh, we shouldn't talk about, like it, like if we're like
be aware of what you're doing, you know. Yeah. It's not like a disagreement, it's like a little hey, heads up.
Yeah, like oh, we're not supposed to talk about like you're talking about behind the scenes sponsor stuff. Make sure you don't mention the sponsor name, because we signed an NDA and we can't say who the sponsor's name is.
Yeah,
you know, little things like that. Like so we'll that. Give like a little knee squeeze. Like, be careful about the direction you're going.
The coolest thing though is we do have like good nonverbal communication skills, like during conversations, even just like in real life with other people around. You know, it's like, well, we just like kind of know each other's like wavelengths or something like that.
We did that like back when we went to events. We would often do that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, managing like, you know, lots of things nonverbal.
Like if we get separated,
yeah,
like in the crowd, we like find each other and like signal.
Yeah. That was good. So let's see. Lucas says, at first glance, you look dorky, crazy, and fun, and you make a lot of jokes, but at second glance, you are hardworking, independent people that value your work greatly. I think that kind of is, that is an interesting thing, because we do try to kind of balance those two aspects.
Yeah.
Because we do work really hard. And I think that you're very intelligent.
I think you're very intelligent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Handshake.
Thank
you. Business handshake.
Yes, business shake.
but at the same time,
we are business partners.
We are both of those things truly. Like, as part of our core identities, I am extremely corny and goofy and fun loving, but we all are also very hardworking. And we've combined both of those to make our YouTube videos because.
Yeah.
That just works for us.
And a lot of the like hardworking side might like at first glance seem like that's all the behind the scenes stuff. But like a lot of the stuff that we've made, like think about like the 10 Integrity Table or like the underwater stream. I know that video is not out yet, but if you watch the live stream, you got to kind of see like a preview of what the setup is. Like those things aren't things that just come easy, you know? And there's some videos that like are pretty quick and easy to put together and don't require a ton of hard work, like testing the life hacks, for example. You know, every now and then we're able to find an easy project we can do. But like a lot of them do require a lot of work and brainstorming and designing and redesigning and
sourcing of materials or coming up with new ways to use existing materials.
Yeah.
That's what makes it for interesting videos.
Hours and hours of sponsor emails and calls.
Oh my gosh. Days.
Days.
Days. Days. We're not going to get into it because everything is good.
Yeah. You're very convincing.
Very convincing.
But yeah, I would say like that we are both. But at first glance, we probably come off. You probably see like the goofy side.
Yeah. You see the goofy side more than the hardworking side.
Yeah.
Just because. You know,
it's more in your face.
Most of the hardworking side is honestly behind the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that isn't super interesting. I have a good one. I just like looked at this and I was like, oh, I just want to see what you think. Christopher Hefner assumes that Caitlin holds back her frustration when Evan goes on a tangent when the camera's rolling.
So I would say that in the past, I would be like trying to edit your words in my head and make sure like, okay, if you're going on a tangent, is this a tangent that I can include? And if it's not a tangent that I can include, I need to bring you back to the original thought so that I can cut out the whole tangent. I would say these days I've leaned more into just like let like the tangents will just roll. The tangents, and I'm like, either I cut it or I turn it into a funny thing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter which one I do. So like, it's fine either way.
You add the robot voice to finish
my
sentences.
Yeah, I used to stress more about you not finishing your sentences and I would like prompt you.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dang it, I need you to finish that thought for the edit. And sometimes I do get a little caught up in my head, like when we're filming, because I am like editing it slightly in
and
my head.
It makes sense because you have to make what we film work. In the end, you're the one who's responsible for like, pulling all the loose little bits together into one, like, you know, you pull all the threads into a fabric or something like that, you know? So I know that, that stress is on you. Most of my stress is like, what do we do next? How is this going to work? Like, when are the supplies coming in, et cetera, et cetera. And I think
we divide and conquer.
I wanted to bring up Christopher's question because Christopher's question. Because I do think that you were more frustrated in the past, and now it's almost like a bonus.
Yeah.
Or something. It just leads it leads to good things more than bad things.
Yeah. And if it ends up not being a funny thing, then I can just cut it if I need to cut it. I don't worry.
Add a text transition. Yeah. Or something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Then Evan talked about technology for 5 minutes straight. And then I just have like little bits of you and this and this and that and that. And it fades and it zooms.
You have more tricks up your sleeve.
Yeah, like, I have more tricks up my
more
sleeve.
More editing, like ninja stars.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Because before, I only had like a couple techniques to get across what we were trying to communicate. And so if the raw material didn't fit into those techniques, then I'd have to like catch it in the moment. So I would be thinking about like, when Evan finishes his sentence, I'm going to have to say like, hey, can we say that one more time just in case?
And I think that I actually have also gotten better about making the flow of things be a little bit smoother. And it's mainly podcasts and live streams that have helped me with that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all of our content.
There's not editing to help. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of our content has been like linked and like that benefiting its mutual partners around, which I think is interesting. Brian Amont has an assumption that there is stress involved weighing what you would like to do against whether it will trend.
I think there is some stress involved with that, because obviously you want your videos to do well. There are some videos that we just do and we know they're not going to do well, and that's okay. So, for example, like the first cooking video, we were like, this is probably not going to do super great. It actually ended up doing a lot better than we expected. Yeah. But we were okay with that.
And there are some videos that we honestly kind of do just to, like, keep our maker chomps strong. I'm not sure if that, like,
is it, creds, is it chomps creds? Or chops? I think it's chops.
Yeah, it's chops.
Keep our chomps strong.
Or our cred, you know? Oh, yeah. Or something like that, you know? I don't know.
You know what's interesting? In the comments of our video that just went out, the life hacks video, because it's titled, like, Makers Test Viral DIY Life Hacks.
Yeah.
There are people in the comments that, like, weren't sure why we use the word maker.
Oh.
Like, and it's interesting because, like, we started in the maker community, which is kind of like the...
Should we define that, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. Like, we started there, but we've kind of, like, some of our audience is still part of that community, but some of our audience, like, is not part of that community.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly where the split is, but it used to be, like, all makers. Because we were doing tutorials. Like, you're not watching tutorials if you're not making stuff.
And...
But so, like,
can I take a stab at like the maker term?
Yeah.
So I think makers is a term that a group of people have kind of settled on to identify themselves as, because woodworker, metal worker,
3D printer, fabricator, printer,
like crafter, a craftsman, craftswoman, or like needlepointist, or like what, like, you know, whatever.
Resin artist,
like. That whole community kind of has been unifying to a certain degree around the term maker, because a lot of these are getting mixed too. Mm-hmm. There are people who are woodworkers, metal workers. There are people who are resin artists and woodworkers. There are people who do crafts and build a workbench. You know, I mean, like all of that's mixing, it seems, more and more. And maker just seems to be the best term for it.
Yeah, that kind of encompasses all of it. So it's like, if you make things, any types of things, you're a maker. Yeah. But it is a slightly like newer.
It is a niche term.
It's more niche. It, I mean, it's been around for a bit. Like I first, I think, heard it used that way with Maker Faire.
Yeah.
Which
is so funny because Maker Faire, like Make Magazine, wasn't even that. Magazine was like. Like all about tech and technology. It wasn't about the maker movement.
But it kind of got adopted by the makers.
Yeah. And then they adopted it.
Yeah.
in turn and everything.
Yeah.
So I think that going back to Brian's question, though, I assume that there is some stress involved weighing what you would like to do against whether or not it will trend. It's not really trend even. It's like, will it perform well for our channel? And honestly, the thing that's so interesting to me is the time we were most stressed about our videos performing well is when we were, when our channel was growing really well, when we had like four good videos in a row.
And you don't want to break your streak.
The more, you get like more pressure the longer you have a good streak, which is weird.
Yeah.
And kind of like having like a video that's like really like not good, like, and then you can have another one that's not as good, that kind of breaks the cycle and it like frees you up to like say, ah, I'm just going to, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like kind of more bummed out for a little bit because you're like, man, the past few have just like not been great. But then you're like, well, I'll just experiment because like it might not do great anyway.
I mean, maybe that's just us. That's just how we approach it and everything. But there is stress involved in choosing a good idea. But once we know it's a good idea and it's something that we're excited about, we just go for it.
Yeah. From Sharpshooters, I assume it was Evan's idea to start the channel.
Can you even remember that far ago? Because I can't.
I can't, actually. Idea to start selling products, which is one thing that led us to the channel.
I kind of started the ball rolling in general by quitting my job and starting down this alternate path.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who brought up YouTube first.
I don't know either. I remember us having initial discussions about it because we were like, there's not really too many couples out there that make things together.
It was almost like at the same time, we were having a conversation that led to us saying that we want a YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And both of us were present in that conversation.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was one person presenting it to the other.
No, it wasn't one person presenting it. I think that like we had just watched Fixer Upper or something like that.
Yeah, and then this was the height of Fixer Upper.
Yeah, and then we just started like searching what YouTube channels were out there together. And we realized that there's a gap missing. And then we just are like, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
And yeah. Like,
yes, let's start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So it was like almost like concurrently. There was no like...
Yeah.
Who thought of it first? It was like literally a shared concept.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of like when we were both working our office jobs, we would have lunch together almost every day. And there were lots of lunches where we would just like brainstorm this stuff. So it was probably one of those lunches.
Hmm. I think I remember it like on our couch in our living room.
Oh, really?
And we were just searching all these YouTube channels and stuff. And we were like,
I do remember searching in the living room.
What should we do this? I think that's kind of how I remember
it. It's so fuzzy.
All right. So we have a question from, or an assumption from, When Grapes Pop. I assume you two didn't realize you would be so enjoyable to watch when you started your channel. What's weird is I don't know what we assumed.
I don't know.
It's like, I don't know what gave us the confidence to say like, yeah, we'll start a YouTube channel and people will come.
I feel like we were overconfident, and I feel like if I knew as much as I knew now, I might have more hesitations. It's probably good that I didn't.
Yeah, in a way, ignorance did help us there to a certain degree.
I think we already had the blog and had a very, very, very small amount of viewership there, but we got good feedback there about people like liking us writing about the projects we did together. And so we were like, if we just turn that into video form, like, it should be pretty enjoyable. But in our, initial videos, there's a lot less of our own personalities in the videos. That's something that's evolved a lot over time.
Yeah.
So, in the beginning, we felt kind of weird about putting our personalities more into the video because it's, as just like a tiny channel, we were like, if people stumble upon us and they're looking for a tutorial on how to upgrade
drywall.
Yeah, fix drywall. Then if we're in there like joking around like crazy, they'll just be like, who are these people? And leave. So we were really very conscious of not putting too much of our personalities in the beginning.
This is interesting. We have an assumption from Malik Badarine. Sometimes you have fights and end up having to make a video while still upset with each other and that there are quite a few videos up on the channel where that has happened. That's almost more of a relationship question.
That is. But I'm trying to think if there's any videos that are up where we were like, there's been videos where like one of us was frustrated at how at like a thing that went wrong with the project and we kept going. But I don't think there's any where we were upset at each other. Because like we said, if there's something that we are upset about, we'll talk about it and figure it out before we start filming again. Like, we're not gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I think the very first video where we had a disconnect at the very beginning, where it was a big disconnect, was the Wonder Woman.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman.
But then we just like stopped filming that entire day. We just hung out and chatted and figured out how to approach things.
And the reason there was a disconnect is it was because, like we said, typically, like, I kind of keep straight in my head, like, what scenes we're going to film, how the edit's going to go together. Do we say what we need to say? And Evan kind of keeps straight, like, what are the next steps in this and that? And for this particular project, because it was one I was more interested in doing, I took on the, like, research for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I wasn't properly communicating that, like, what we needed to do to you. So you didn't really know what to do. And I was also trying to do all my typical, like director, producer brain type stuff.
And I was lost.
Yeah, and you were super lost.
It was just the first time we had done that. And we were just like, we just didn't know. Like, each of us had different expectations of the other, because Caitlin was still like thinking about things from a filming point of view. Whereas normally I lead the project and I do certain things. So I was assuming that she would do those things. And she was maybe assuming that I would still be doing.
I wasn't assuming you would. I was just having a hard time playing both roles.
Yeah, that is hard to play both roles at the same time.
But with that, like, we realized it pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Like, real soon.
And then, yeah, like, really soon into starting. Like, I don't even know if we had filmed anything. Like, I don't think anything where we were, like, not on the same page is in the video. Like, my memory is that we realized we were both kind of off.
Yeah.
And so we stopped filming. We like talked about it and figured out what it was.
And then that was like making us afterwards.
Off. And then we were like, okay, we're good. We like know why we were getting frustrated. Like, Evan was feeling lost. I was feeling overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. We like figured stuff out and then we filmed.
And I remember the filming process was really fun. Like,
yeah, it was
playing
super
with the Warbla and the thermoplastic and all of that stuff. That was just some good stuff. Was it the tiara?
I think tiara was the tiara. First.
Not the bracers, the tiara. And there have been other moments where one of us has been upset for one reason or another. Mostly, honestly, it's me. And because between the two of us, we get so rarely upset, and that's all resolved and all of that real quick because we address it. But the thing that just gets frustrating is like when the project goes wrong. And if you guys have been out there like making a project and you put so much time into it, and then you accidentally spray acetone all over your project and it ruins the polishing that you've done on your resin knives. And it's just upsetting. Oh. It's just upsetting, especially like valuing efficiency and then like taking on three knives instead of just one. And it all worked out in the end and that video did well. But like, ooh, there's just some things that just upset you.
Yeah.
And you're just upset.
Yeah.
And honestly, we just like, I just keep on working. We just don't film for a while.
Yeah.
And then we film when we're like good to go again.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, that's what I was going to say. Even then, we don't.
No.
Like, if one of us is genuinely frustrated, like, we wait till we're at a better place to start filming again.
Because,
like, we're not good actors.
No. If you've seen us upset in a video, it's because we're upset. And if we're happy, it's because we're happy. But there haven't been, like, almost any. I can't think of any moment at all where it looks like we're happy, but we're not happy on the inside.
Yeah. I have been sick.
Oh my gosh. I remember once we even acknowledged it during
there's twice where I was sick when we were filming. And the second time was when we made this desk, the rainbow resin desk. And I remember like I was having flashbacks to the first time I was sick and I was like, I can't just pretend to be normal. So we just like acknowledged it.
Yeah.
And then I felt a lot more freedom to just be like lower energy in that moment, and it was fine.
What was the other video?
The other video was our Christmas ornaments video.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was miserable for you.
We have a couple. It's the one where we did three different styles, not the resin ones that we did with Make Something as a collab, but the three different style one. So it was like right before Christmas, we were in a super huge rush because we were working on a bunch of projects and we were working on Christmas presents for everybody. And like everything had to be done before Christmas, and we were working on holiday orders because we still like sold products to West Elm at that point. So there's so many things, and it was our first like holiday rush for the products.
That was so stressful.
It was such a stressful time.
Oh, just thinking about it.
And so like we couldn't put off the video. So I was like, I'll just film even though I'm sick. And so if you guys watch that video, I had a fever the whole time we were filming it.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, we felt like we couldn't stop, and we really couldn't without breaking commitments.
Yeah, because we had sponsor commitments and stuff. And
the main lesson we learned is just like, don't commit that much.
Yeah. It took us another like year leeway. Or two to learn that lesson.
The King assumes that I feel like you guys are extremely different on camera. I think we've addressed that like many, many times, haven't we?
Yeah. No, we're not. We're not really different. Like,
no. Yeah.
The main thing the camera misses is like the times where just not much is going on and we're just kind of like quietly working at our desk. Yeah. But
Morgan Ann assumes that both of us drink at least a pot of coffee to finish your projects at night. No.
Oh,
we
no.
just do not drink coffee because then we can never fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mean at night. We drink coffee in the morning.
In the morning. Yeah.
We share one cup of coffee.
Yeah. No, we don't go crazy on the caffeine.
Yeah, we would just never sleep. We have a hard enough time sleeping, so.
David Dick assumes that you don't like to rewatch your previously published videos. You know, I actually kind of do.
I kind of do. It's like a mixture of like enjoyment and a hint of cringe.
Past a certain point. I mean, a certain point, I just kind of I'm proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I like them, and like sometimes I'll go back to watch. Maybe this is like, I don't know, this is gonna sound conceited or something, maybe I shouldn't say this, but like sometimes I'll go back to like watch a video to see what product we used or to like pull some bit of information from it, and I'll just like start watching it like, oh, that was a good video.
I stand by that.
The thing that's craziest to me though is how short our old videos are. More than anything, like more than the cringe.
It's so weird.
I'm just like, that's so short.
I know. Our videos used to be like a few minutes long. Like I remember we did the, when I was editing that very first batch that we released all at the same time, one of the garage videos was like 7 minutes. And I was like, is it too much? Is it too long?
There's like a 3 minute video in there.
We have a 2 minute video.
2 minute video. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy to me.
It is weird. Yeah. But we don't dislike it. It's like I said, it's kind of fun. There's a little bit of cringiness. Like, you know, I wish that like our audio was better in older videos.
Yeah. The audio does make me cringe.
That's the main thing that makes me cringe. It's not like us being awkward. It's like, yeah, it's cringy, but it's who we are, so whatever. But like the audio makes me cringe a little bit.
Man, there's so many. There's like two more assumptions. Jada, I assume Evan started the YouTube channel. Steven, I assume that the channels were Evan's idea. That's interesting. Multiple time.
Yeah.
Now the channels.
The gaming channel was definitely your idea.
Definitely my idea, and I think Evan and Caitlin too. That was my idea.
I don't remember
podcast.
That one. I think the podcast was a joint thing.
It was joint, yeah.
Because we were...
It was like shared vision.
It was around the time where we started both listening to podcasts.
And it just seemed to make sense because there are just certain things where this is just the best format. Like responding to y'all's assumptions about us. There's, you know, this is, you know, this, you don't need to like necessarily watch us for this, even though I know that a lot of people do have this on in the background or watch this in video form. Hi. But like, you know, this is a nice background thing where a lot of our content isn't as much background. So
yeah,
it just is a good place to have it. Yeah. I don't know.
From Lauren, Nicole, I assume y'all get tons of sponsor offers, but take very few.
Oh my gosh.
So we have severely cut down the amount of videos we do. There's a period where we were doing like 4 to 6 per month, and now we do like 2 a month. And so like, by the nature of that, the amount of sponsorships we accept has gone down significantly. And we have a couple long-term sponsorships that are, like, recurring. So, like, we're basically booked for the year. Even but if, like, we weren't, I think there'd be still a lot we turned down.
But in terms of the quantity, I think I'll divide it into three categories. So there's the stuff that doesn't even meet the threshold.
That we just don't even respond
to. So it's like we get a ton daily.
Yeah.
Like multiple a day on average, where that just like, just.
We could do a whole podcast on sponsorship. We could do a whole podcast on sponsorship. So if you guys want that, let us know in the comments.
But like, I think this is something interesting to touch on just briefly. A little teaser. And then there's the mid-tier where we either think about it for a little bit, but most of the time we just, or if it's like a really good fit for one reason or another, we'll maybe like check to see if we can work something out. And then there's the stuff that like is worth considering. And even in the stuff that's like really worth considering, like companies that everyone recognize, monetary amounts that are very appealing, we still turn down those more than we say yes.
Yes.
There's more of them that we say no to than what we say yes to. And we've told some of our families about like the general scope of things, because there are NDAs that we can't breach, but like we
like have some of the companies that we've said no to, and they're like, what? But then they're also like, you guys should not work so much. But what? How could you say no to that company? And we're like, we don't have time.
I know our parents watch this. Hi guys, love you. it's just funny to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do say no to so many sponsors because of a ton of reasons. Yeah, we could do a whole podcast about sponsors. I think that would be interesting. But we also have to be very generic about certain things.
Yeah, we wouldn't be saying specifics just because of like NDAs and relationships with sponsorships. Yeah,
we can't share numbers. We can't share names.
Yeah, but we could talk generically.
We can talk generically. Yeah, that's interesting. Eth Orlin assumes that there's an exorbitant amount of cleanup work that goes on behind the scenes of your projects. Oh, yes.
Some projects, obviously, much worse than others.
When did we do our live stream underwater?
The stream itself was like a week and a half ago.
We just cleaned up that mess 2 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, you guys saw the photo of our living room on socials, and that was just the living room. That wasn't even the workshop.
There's constant. It's constant.
It's constant. It's just like a rotating mess.
Yeah, it's just a rotating mess. So yeah.
And some projects are worse than others.
Oh my gosh, Summer Bell assumes that if we ever did a collab with Jenna and Julian, it would be too much Aries energy disaster. No, it would be balanced. It would be balanced. Because Caitlin is also...
I am a Virgo! Yeah, I would balance.
Now, of course, they're not really filming much videos right now, and, you know...
And they also don't know us.
They don't know us. Like, it would be cool to meet more YouTubers and get to know more YouTubers, mainly just so we can, like... share these experiences that
it's hard to talk about some of the bonding
experiences that YouTubers go through.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whenever, like, I think one of our favorite things about going to places where there are other content creators is sharing all these stories and like bonding over shared experiences. I think that's just
that's our favorite part of going to.
It's our favorite part. Yeah. All right. Do you have one?
Okay. Yeah. This person asked two questions, so we can answer them separately. Well, one is very similar. I assume you want to do a collab with Simply Illogical. That would be fun. We watch a lot of Simply. Yeah. The other one is, this is from Megan. Did I say that? I don't know. I think you guys get nervous when you film in a store, like when you go to Lowe's to pick out materials for project.
Yeah. I think in terms of collabs, like, We do really want to do more collabs in the future, but we want to get to know people first.
Yeah.
So it'd be hard to do more collabs until we like went to events again, and also we can't do them now because we can't.
Yeah. Events aren't happening, and traveling for collabs is not happening.
So in terms of getting nervous when you film in a store, we used to more.
Yeah.
I'm more cool with it now.
Yeah. So for the example you gave, Lowe's, they were a sponsor of ours for a pretty long time. And we were there a lot. So I was less nervous about filming there because we like got to know a lot of the employees there because we were there all the time and they knew that we did YouTube videos. So like the filming was kind of normal.
We're not going to prank the employees there or something.
Yeah,
like
we're
that.
Not like trying to. Yeah, exactly. We're not like doing a like in-store prank.
Oh.
I did get nervous filming in Walmart when we were picking up our ugly Christmas sweaters because Walmart is a place where a lot of YouTubers like go and do shady stuff. And I was like, oh no, if we're filming here, they're going to think we're doing shady stuff. It was like, we're just filming us picking up like Christmas sweaters and trying on different Christmas sweaters. We're not doing like a prank or anything.
I did get a little bit nervous. We were like hiding the camera a little bit. Yeah, we were kind of hiding the camera. Very discreet.
Which made us probably look more sketchy. So yeah, it kind of depends on the place.
Yeah. But it was interesting. Yeah, at Lowe's, the managers and the people there got to know us. And, you know, they knew that we had the blessing from Lowe's corporate.
Yes.
But when we filmed at the other store, we actually did get approached.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, are you filming here? Or do you have
permission
the right
to
permission?
Film here?
And we're like, actually, we actually do.
We actually do. Yeah, that's when we went to another location.
We have been requested to film in here. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Everyday Life assumes that there are dirty jokes comments that you have to edit out sometimes.
Oh,
maybe.
I leave in some of the ones that aren't too bad. Yeah, but we do have to edit out some stuff.
there's an interesting assumption about how we present our jobs. Okay, the Whiz Dad assumes that family get-togethers can be awkward when the question is asked, what do you guys do? And instead of answering, we own a digital media company. Mm-hmm. We say, we make YouTube videos and play games on Twitch. It really depends on the circumstances. We've answered both ways.
Yeah. For family, all of our family knows what we do.
Yeah.
Like, we're both pretty close to our families and even, like, extended families because we both have big family reunions every other year. So they all know what we do. There are some times, like, when we were picking up the scuba gear for our underwater stream.
We're making an advertisement.
Yeah, they were like, so what are you guys doing? And like, because he had asked like where we're diving, and we're like, oh, we'll just be in a pool. And he was like, oh, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, we're filming an advertisement.
And you know what? We were being perfectly truthful.
That's true. That is true.
We are a production company, in a way.
Yeah.
Small.
We have sponsors and we film advertisements for those sponsors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but sometimes you just don't feel like explaining.
It's easier. It's easier. Taiyuki Vlogs assumes that we receive a lot more injuries from your projects than you show in your videos.
Mm. You receive a lot of minor injuries. Nothing too major, but like your hands have gotten pretty scratched up.
Trying to remember like what... Honestly, most of the times I've injured myself, it's been in between projects. Like, I have cut myself with a knife before. I have dropped I was moving a lamp from one room to another after we had bought it, and I dropped it. It was a glancing blow against our countertop. Very light tap, and a shard hit my foot. But honestly, I've been more injured in my everyday life than in making projects.
Maybe it's because, like, when we're making projects, like, even though we do come off as goofy, and I'm sure sometimes we have, like, forgotten to do everything perfectly, but we are more conscious of, like, ooh, we should put on safety glasses for mm-hmm. this, or, like, ooh, gotta do this, or...
And I think that, like, we have done, like, unintentionally, like, there's one video where we did something dangerous, we were using a table saw wrong...
And we privated that video so that we weren't like perpetuating an unsafe practice.
But in general, I think that both of our work environments promoted safety a lot in our past jobs, like because we worked normal corporate jobs and I worked in engineering, in new product development, in product testing. So I worked with machines spinning at 10,000 RPM and high pressures and like, pressures that are like way beyond anything we'd ever see in our house, like 10,000 PSI pressures and stuff. Mm-hmm. So working in that environment really prepared me to like...
My work didn't really have any really safety stuff.
But there's still a culture of safety.
Not really.
No, okay, never mind.
Not in the branding team. Not with the graphic designers.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe that's something that's on my mind a lot. And, you know,
I've picked up habits from you.
Yeah. I had to get, like, I feel bad. I feel like weird, like, scolding Caitlin, but, like, when she was cutting with knives towards her, I'm like, you shouldn't do that. And she's like, I can do what I want.
I didn't say that. I said I was going slow. No, but it was bad. I shouldn't have done it.
And then you said later on, you're like,
I'm glad you called me
out. but we do take safety. Like, safety is very important to us.
Knock on wood. We haven't had any.
You only get one body part of all your body parts. Well, I guess you get some of two. Multiple of them. But yeah, the limited number of body parts to injure, and you had to be very careful with them.
Yeah, luckily nothing too bad or extreme.
I think actually, Caitlin, I think we might need to wrap up. We still have we still have so much more, like, specific to streaming, specific projects.
Oh my gosh.
And it's, we're an hour into this.
Oh my gosh. You guys, we're never going to get through all these assumptions. Okay.
These are so much fun.
They're really fun.
Should we take a break to do another type of podcast?
Okay. You guys let us know in the comments. Do you want more assumptions or do you want a different format? Because we've done three assumptions podcasts, but they're really fun for us.
Maybe in the YouTube video, we'll do a poll in the card.
Oh, we could do that. Are you going to remember to do that? I'm not going to remember.
If not, I'll do it on a Twitter comment or a Twitter post. And if I don't do that,
Remind us,
because we might forget. But this has been really fun. But you know, it's time to move on to thing of the week. My thing of the week is, this is gonna sound lame, and I often do lame things, but the lame things that are very cool too.
Yeah.
My thing of the week are cord organizers.
But it's a specific type.
A specific type.
And you just ordered another 100 packs.
I've gone through at least 200 of these cord organizers, and none of them have failed me ever. And what that means is I have 200 cord organizers on 200 cords? Do we have 200 cords?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of cords.
Or maybe they're just round and, like, various gizmos we've made or whatever, but, like...
Do you want to describe what kind of cord organizers
are? They're thin, they lock upon themselves, and you can attach them to cords really easily, but they're just for, like, bundling cords or organizing cords or strapping things down.
I'll say it, because you left out the main thing. They're Velcro. It's like a Velcro strip with a loop on the end, so you can loop it through itself across one cord and then wrap it.
And you can combine them to make them longer. Yeah. So if you have, like, a big thing you need to combine, you can just add them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they're so versatile.
They're so versatile. They're
just, like, all over all of our desks in our house.
We'll have a link to them as usual in the description.
Yes.
My thing of the week, which, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about this lately because it's on Netflix right now, but Avatar: The Last Airbender,
so good.
It's so wholesome.
And it's just so good. It's just what we need times, you know.
We're on season 3, which is the last season.
And that's sad.
I'm very sad. We're like halfway through the last season, but it's been really good.
Caitlin, you know what?
What?
I can't say much about it, but there is a kind of sequel. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. We'll see.
Oh man. Okay, we'll consider it. But yeah, it's really good. It's on Netflix right now, and it's an older show, but it's... Yeah,
it's so strange. I actually watched 3.5 seasons, and I somehow didn't finish it. And I think it's just because, like, I was traveling abroad, and I didn't have all of them downloaded, and I just got busy and...
Never finished?
Yeah, it was too long since I'd last watched it, and I knew I'd have to watch the whole thing over again. So thank you for, like, being the reason we can, like, revisit this wonderful series. It's also so interesting watching the art style evolve. And
it's interesting because we tried to start it up, the two of us, like, years ago. You're like, this is a good anime. Like, I think you'll like this one. And we watched maybe, like, 4 episodes. And I remember thinking, like,
it's a slow start.
It's a little bit of a slow start. But, like, it goes. It's just so wholesome and cute.
It is. I like it.
Yeah.
I think the thing at the beginning is you were worried it was too just wholesome, too just cute, too just a kid's show.
Yeah.
You know, because it has that vibe a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah. It doesn't like go too deep in the beginning into like the characters or the backstory. And it seems kind of more like episodic. Fluffy.
Yeah.
And then, especially in the beginning, but like the story really builds over the seasons. Yeah. And like, you know, some parts like get kind of dark. Oof. Which I like.
Yeah. I think there's the wholesome still, moments.
It's all, yeah. Of course, it's all, there's lots of wholesomeness. But yeah. Yeah, it's a good show.
It's a good show. It's a good show. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us for another Evan and Caitlin podcast. I know we've been doing a lot of assumptions. Again, we'll have a poll somewhere. We actually have a very interesting card game that I want to try. We might do that next. Maybe we'll do sponsor. Like, yeah, we can do another assumptions. We can do the card game, or we can do thing on sponsors.
And the card game is a kind of like questions that we ask each other based card and, like, game. So it'll lead to a lot of discussions. It's not just like a game.
I'm not going
to
say it's dangerous, but like, oh, y'all.
It's kind
of
dangerous.
Oh, y'all. The questions that it asks are like the types of questions deep. That like,
your
you're
therapist
afraid.
Would ask or something.
Like, I'd feel weird asking anyone but Caitlin these questions.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, like there's different levels. There's questions for strangers, questions for friends, questions for your relationship, questions for like your serious relationship. There's all like different categories. But even like the questions for your friends, I would have a hard time asking
friends that
because it's like it's so deep personal questions. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah,
and some of it, like, I'm not even sure if we've discussed them.
I know.
These questions. So it might be a very interesting podcast. I'm kind of looking forward to it. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Sorry, that was a little bit of a tangent at the end. Again, we really appreciate all of the reviews y'all leave us on the podcast, the Apple Podcast Store, or whatever, wherever you can leave reviews. Reading those just, like, makes us happy, and it's a nice positive boost for our days. And plus, we just got to keep the ongoing prank of getting the Evan and Caitlin podcast high enough up in the charts that people will download it, not knowing what it is. And then
they're
us.
Very confused because they don't know who we are.
So, you know, we just got to keep on pranking them.
Prank.
See you next time. Bye.